half of all of police officers in New South Wales have undergone specialised training teaching them how to take down violent extremists. But New South Wales police aren't stopping there. They want every cop in the state to undergo what's called the Active Armed Offender Program. The program's been in place since 2015, but today's the first time that we've been given access to information about the program and what it involves. And I'm very happy to say that Dave Hudson, the New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner and the Commander for Counter-Terrorism, is on the line. Dave Hudson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations on your recent appointment in the field of counter-terrorism. It's a big one. Tell me about this program. It's been going for a little while, but you want everyone to understand how to bring someone down if need be.
Yeah, thanks, Ben, and thanks for the opportunity of talking about it. It's something we've received a number of inquiries about, so we thought we'd try and educate the public as to what our tactics for the future are and are currently. Basically, the experiences overseas have proven to us that we needed to change our thinking on the way we approach some types of incidents, especially those where you have an offender who is actively killing or attempting to kill people in an open place, and has access to further victims. And you know, our historical and still our primary response is that of contain and negotiate. But you know, the experiences overseas have proven that you can't always contain the situation, and people's lives were being lost overseas. So we made the policy decision to change our tactics, and in certain circumstances, police will try and engage the offender and neutralise that threat.
The information that you're passing on to officers through this program, is it the kind of stuff that you share with the public, or you prefer to keep behind the scenes to protect that kind of training?
Now, we've given limited access to the media today, just so that as an awareness process, so that the public are aware of what we're never complacent in this area. We're always trying to learn from experiences overseas and around the country and improve what we do. But we thought it was important that we do let the public know that we have changed our approach to these types of incidents.
Can I summarise it? Is it fair to say that in some cases you're giving officers examples on how they can be proactive in a scenario like that, so that they don't have to, as you say, contain it or wait to determine what some senior officer wants to do, that you're giving them some of those tools and some of those ideas, that if they see a window of opportunity, if they believe it's safe to do so, that you're giving them proactive tools that they can engage on?
Yeah, that's very true. And you know, in talking to the police that have undertaken the training, and you're right, we've over 8,000 officers have been trained so far. Faced with certain circumstances where people were being killed and they had a firearm on their hip, they would have engaged anyway. And we're just trying to minimise that risk to the public and to the officers themselves, because if someone in a place where actively killing people and the police show up, I mean, our experiences have been that they will engage, and we're not just look by and wait for the specialist police to show up.
I guess you look at some previous tragedies as well, including the one that we suffered in Tasmania in Port Arthur. I understand that you look at the Port Arthur tragedy and use that as a bit of a case study to think, all right, if we had our time again in a perfect world with 2020 hindsight, could we have acted earlier on Martin Bryant?
Well, that's one example that's been in Australia, and obviously in Tasmania, but we've also had Strathfield in the 90s as well, here in Sydney, where seven people lost their lives. And we need to learn off that. We need to learn what's happened overseas recently in Norway and in Paris, and change our thinking in this area. And we've certainly done that. The training we've had assessed by the University of Texas, who've taught this type of training to over 100,000 law enforcement officers in the United States. We've modified it to our circumstances here, and we've had them accredit our training, and they're very impressed by what we've done. So, it's what we've delivered to the officers, and will continue for the remaining 50% of the officers left is world class. It is a diversion from our historical practices of contain and negotiate, but in the current environment, it's certainly well needed.
Well, on behalf of my listeners, thank you, because I think we'd all like to know that if we're unlucky enough to find ourselves in one of those situations, that every police officer has got every possible piece of training and know how to deal with it and to be proactive in the way that they deal with it. We should talk in the studio at some stage about other issues that you're going to be dealing with in the counter-terrorism space, because I know there's a million of them. Dave Hudson, thanks for coming on the radio.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Look forward to it.
Dave Hudson, the New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner and Counter-Terrorism Commander.